start. Everybody's here, take a stone. All right. Apologies from Lynn Holloway, Mr. Walker, Mr. Burgess, any more apologies? Anybody else? Okay, any declarations of interest? Okay, so we'll take a look now to the meeting today. Everyone hear me clearly? Okay, members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting, but should not speak. Everyone should ensure that mobile telephones will be turned off, especially silent. Use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except when the council is concerned in any 10 matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. As remind councils of their obligations under the council's code of conduct, declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare an item or meeting before the item itself, getting the item of business that relates to having declared an interest. Members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. Okay, just to recap from the apologies, Dan Holloway, Mr. O'Meara, Murray, Mr. Walker, Mr. Burgess, Mr. McFarlane. Okay, okay. Okay. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay. Item C is the action sheet raising from the SP Law Committee held. Number? We can search for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Opposed to Councillor Heaven, second by Councillor Walker. And any comments? Okay. Move on to item 4. This is a report in Section 75 Policy Screening Report for the period, report for period July to September 2018. This is an issue for Kenobi. And I think Gina is going to address that. Gina?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it's a decision for the Kenobi and the report for Kenobi and the design of our Section 75 Policy. We have to report on a quarterly basis those policies and all that we have to do over that period from a quarterly perspective.
Opposed from Councillor Allen, will it?
Yes.
And second by Councillor O'Brien. Any comments? Mr. Blaine?
Yeah, I just wanted to get, we don't want to make it on the process of the game, I know it's probably not here, so, also because Lucky had included, because what they had for those applications, was successful, discussed applications, most of the grant was $50,000, so that should be, was that a much, what was discussed applications? Because of the way that, you know, much of the way that the process is. And that probably could have been a part of the case, is used as a next year, and all of them have, so put it down, and a lot of this stuff, but we don't see that, but that, or that, or that.
Mr. Chairman, we've talked about, of the, the application, of the application, so, that,
the chair, that's a great deal of all that is that the trend is rising. All that is taken into this stuff, to ensure that you want to give a good return to the bond, because it's going to get more trouble, so it's not that. Is that really that even? It's not the right one.
And Mr. Chairman, they agree that with the, I thought it was the financial call, the whole financial call, the call, all of the different, different things, and then that's what it's called.
Yeah, just to mention, Chair, Director Chad, you had called all that, called the national system, because we also search on the IT issue, and also back to council, that those basic areas, are kept on most of the pressure. So that is what they, that on the disaster, applicants there, they went from 70% to seeker, 25%. It's very important, you know, when you've got green tech, perhaps the person doesn't see, I mean, if they absolutely no sense,
and I'm still going to be speaking in the application.
Yes, just to make three points, in terms of Mr. Burns' point, we would take that to comment when I have like a film, and if there's just implications for the other states, that it will be better, and all those details, we'll take your comments on board and have a look at that. In relation to, in terms of Marie, your point, what we've done in the past, where a new financial assistance team getting up off the ground, is we do the VEA for us to promote those. So we will feed back these statistics to the DEA as the initial next day and ensure that those underrepresented DEAs, that the universities and the Irish Language Math Assistance Team are brought to their attention. So that's been successful in the past with regard to the sports funds, for example, and getting a more even coverage. And as I say, there's no concern that, you know, anyone.
Previously, but obviously that hasn't worked in other areas, but Karina has mentioned the EA for high debt feedback that they're
problem. Okay, I'll move on. Item 6 is the statute of 44 of these annual bonding report for the period of close to June 2017, the 31st of March 2018. This is for voting, Regina. Regina?
Mr. Chairman, that is for looking to the learning document training last year. In order to clear up this year, I have to report that I published a learning document monitoring report this year and how public authorities exercise due regard to the budget. And we have to submit two reports. One, which is our annual report on implementation of the Act for the period, and this is June 17th to March 18th, and also what our proper approach has been to the implementation of the real rate tax. We have done that, and we have to submit that to the General Assembly.
Any comments? Mr. Farn?
Thank you. What was the rest of the results going forward next year?
Policy, and Johnny can speak on this.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just very quickly, as you know, the purpose is to recommend an improved performance improvement policy, sorry, for the council. And this has been developed to do three broad things. One, to ensure the council discharges its duties on the Part 12 of the Act, as we were required to do. Secondly, it maintains the whole business plan and performance management framework, which drives improvement in this organisation. And thirdly, ensure that both elected members and officers of the council have due regard to this performance improvement duty. Chair, why we are bringing this policy forward is because the Northern Ireland Audit Office, who carries out an audit and assessment of us every year in accordance with that duty, has made a number of proposals for improvement, really to strengthen how we do performance in this council. So it directly links upon a recommendation to expand upon the framework that we currently have, to actually include them in policy, and then to, I suppose, oversee the cascade or the ownership of that policy throughout the councils, departments and services. Chair, I don't propose to talk any further. I'm happy to take any comments or questions, and you should ask for members' agreement on that, please.
Comments? Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, I'm going to say that on this because the small end that we will set up for case for the other members and also share a conversation that they have a lot of us to see that is quite difficult with your potential operations. So it's one of the values that I had this year set up in this regard on community values and that for ERB. Aims where we can have a conversation because we're being handed paper. But all this discussion happens way into council, and then we'll have to get it done through. And then we that what things people, for example, you know, last night, there was proposed last year on guarantees of months. You know, that kind of consultation for council officers, and more of who's entering this policy, more of the second day that we share that conversation. I didn't share a conversation on that. But when you add the end, it seems like you know you're going to do it, and it's what they did. So it happened time and time again, a number of things. Now, the next changes going forward, I know there's a review into that, I don't want to go from just that, but it's a long term point. The next review into how, because I think kind of fundamental to the way it does things like that, where we talk about competitive, you know, project goals of the individual of what we want to do next year. When it happens, and it's not three or four weeks before we have to put a paper through them, but by the way, this is our idea, and we want everyone to take that through. I mean, you know, that in itself, for the officers and veterans to share an ambition, the bonus is going to be honest, you know, to bring conversations through those committees earlier than bringing final papers. And it does not mean when we get final papers already, the rest of the just saying, oh, it's not good for the hearing. So I don't know how we can have a conversation when we don't know what is being discussed year in, year out, for the set of projects, only when it comes to the part thereof and the set of. But I think that's. That thing really needs to be adapted. But we can't watch that instead, we can just run that club. Or the council needs to think up the language in this policy and make sure that the council are involved in the climate plans as well as the priorities and everyone can do that. So, each year, TL, as we went for the time.
Councillor
Wilkinson,
mainly I'm just wanting to encourage you that this is our performance policy that we were trying to adhere to, so I think that what we can do as an active house is to raise issues of concern going forward, issues of concern to raise going forward, to ensure that what is operandi in the name of our performance policy, this is our name of our policy duty. So if we're not doing that, then we need to have a look and kind of establish that where we are and how we see them.
I don't want to talk about Chair, I'm just going to go in there, but just when I read the performance agreement, before I get into jail, because we're all driving. I'm trying to name the state we share a competition. Now, we're more communication through ERP or the different committees. If the applicant share a competition, but the minute we're sort of normally involved in the front end, and that needs to come forward for the way, you know, that means it's not possible.
Well, Jim, what was your name? Those issues need to be raised.
I would have thought he would have called to discuss
still don't have that decision on the case substantially measurably swap type analysis of our races. We still don't have a proper approach to looking at what the back office functions were in terms of transformers gathering looking where we're ending up now, ignoring the points before we started that. I also feel that there is an element within management that is hostile to getting on the progress. When you're present on Monday, and sort of a common sense of idea, we should be able to describe to tourism in NI or tourism in general in Ireland what our festival is going to be over the next couple of years. So we can plan ahead and communicate that effectively in the way that other countries are. Shut down, getting out of the fifth year of this council, we still cannot tell tourism and what's going to happen in 2020-2021 without the energy festivals, which are vital to our tourist structure. I worry that the management don't understand that the collective will knowledge of core to our councillors and their experiences can add something to the picture in terms of reports and proof. In fact, I'm perfectly well aware in order to get a tick in the box for audit, we need performance improvement plan. My preference would be for a performance improvement plan to actually improve performance.
Comments?
Yeah, sir. Sure. I may have read this, I think it be different from the two previous speakers. My understanding is the policies there are the guidance and the preset itself that needs addressed. The two ministers have raised this evening, and but I think their comments are more than that well noted and are needed to be addressed. The actual item in front of us, the top one to address, has to prove that the policy was changed to make those changes. So I'm happy to propose that. Yeah.
All right. Councillor Sharp,
yeah, thank you, Chair. Again, the purpose of this is to provide members with a draft response to that Nilger report, which was devolution within Northern Ireland. What that report did, Chair, was to examine the evidence for an extension of responsibility to local government, and as part of that, it argues for the transfer to councils of direct responsibility for services and the scrutiny by councils of local matters, which are currently the preserve or responsibility of the Northern Ireland Executive or its agency. Chair, I don't propose to go through the draft answers to the questions that are in the report that have been previously circulated to last month's committee meeting. At the time, the committee did ask for party groups to feed in. Credibly, we had one response, but the response is outlined for members to consider and happy to take any comments or the any amendments if members do wish to respond to NILGA in accordance with their deadline. Thank you.
Mr. Henry.
Thank you, Chair. Probably we didn't see this. Certainly, we would have improved response had we had the opportunity to look at it. Was that
individual
to give us a complete mayor of Ireland? I would like to make a couple more points. What I submitted to this is a common regarding common sense items that people expect us to do. I'll give you just a couple of examples. When you're down outside the St. Patrick's Center, you're faced with a situation where four different agencies are responsible for coming to us. You've got the area around the St. Patrick's City, which is another one. You've got the DFI up by the Calvary House. You've got the council on the road. And you've got the Northern Ireland Council, all responsible for coming to us. They all have different policies for coming to us. Different times of the year, different events. And whereas in actual fact it's our shopping centre and tourism centre, and they need to enjoy that way of thinking. When you go to visit the graveyard up on the Lough Road, you have the same sort of situation where during the summer the hedge is overgrown. And I had 106 years to try and find out who was responsible for the hedge. Half the hedge was ours up to a certain point, and then it was ours on the other side, and then it was NIHE.
if you continue on in the straight line with somebody else who runs us, then on the other side. Currently I'm trying to hunt a dustbin in Mount Kenmore. But after 20 years, dustbin is fired or replaced or emptied. They don't get it in the first place. You go to the council, the council will not develop this, so you have to make a photograph of the thing. You have to get a picture of it in Google Maps to show them where it is, and it's about 1 hour. There must be something to the process. You write the process to get by the office of these things. So, I go out there to somebody else's home. Maybe it's a housing executive thing. So, currently, I'm on the housing executive to see what they're in. Okay? Now, the only thing that goes over the street thinks all of this is completely stupid. Cutting the grass and doing the bins is purely a job for one agency. And there's quite a number of small little areas like this that are the lane of counselors' lives, or whatever that counselor's lives, they're the lane of ordinary people, the ordinary citizens' lives. And it's just ludicrous that we have, I think, my last count, 6 agencies cutting the grass. And it, what they're saying about that, again, that this from the day before, it's these doing things. Now, that color view has, and this, that sort of obvious commonsensical stuff needs to be in the build document. But it's basically the obvious we need to find transfer from those other agencies to us in order to have these jobs done properly. And have one person doing the grass in that whole area around St. Patrick's Head, about the Mount Down, and all the car parks, rather than 5 separate people, all of whom have to be called separately and emailed separately through a whole series of management structures to get it done. Now, that's the sort of thing people expect us to be saying to the former local government in Melbourne.
Okay, Councillor Henry, as I say, the opportunity is there for all councillors from the next council group to respond.
Yeah, I just come back in. Chairman, maybe if I could refer the councillor to page 2 of the proposed response. I see the first question where I do reference that I think there needs to be greater role clarity between local government in terms of service delivery, and particularly where maybe other agencies belonging to the Northern Ireland Assembly actually start or stop their responsibilities. It's also suggested in the response, Chair, that given we now have responsibilities around community planning, that there might be an argument to explore giving local councillors more powers in terms of the scrutiny of other services which are not actually in their control. Again, we're about trying to better place. From my perspective as an officer, it would make sense that elected representatives, local elected representatives, have the powers to scrutinise that service delivery over and above what the council currently does. Members may not agree with that, but that's why the purpose was put forward this draft as well.
Thanks, John. Councillor Carr?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have some concerns about further responsibilities being passed on to the council. I'm just wondering, when you look at the example, and the most profound example of that probably is the transfer of planning, should we not be reviewing it? When we were leading up to this change, we were assured all of the monies needed to run this motion would be transferred. But that's not the case. You know, planning has cost this council fortune and therefore our own fairly. So, if further responsibilities come our way, be it roads or sewage or whatever that might be, then resolve that at the end of the road and pass them on to them and then move on. So, really the question is it in there any plans to review the whole planning process and what it has cost this council on that and so on? Given the promises that we've made back on the
team, yeah. I think, Chair, the answer to the question you got one is there's no regional review, because central government has taken this decision to transfer responsibility planning to local councils, and councils, including this one, have reviewed how effective they're discharging those responsibilities. This committee would have seen recommendations bring forward as to how that might be improved. Again, I would refer the councillor to a response in the consultation, which is if we are to receive or get into a discussion with central government about more powers and responsibilities, when I think we need to learn the lessons of the original transfer, and there needs to be a robust, proper, and independent these diligence exercise completed, which assures members and, more importantly, local ratepayers that they're getting a fair deal.
And I suppose, Matt, do we know how much extra
I mean, I don't have the figures in front of me, Chair, but I do know that the council recruited additional planning officers about 2 or 3 years ago to really fill the resource gap of the original complement of staff transfer, but that information could very easily go up and brought back. Maybe it's probably better going to RPS committee, where that the planning committee actually reports into.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd say that I think the response to the fund was quite good. Certainly, the detail and clarity about the current situation of the policy in North America, about how we should probably be looking at moving forward, some actual decisions we made regarding the local issues that affect local people. I think that Johnny has done a great job in actually looking forward. The idea of the geologists, in your response to the question you had about the responsibilities and what needs to happen with the underpinnings, you talk about due diligence with regards to science and research on it. I think that there's always one of the big problems we have to lead on. It came to councils, it was awful because of investigation, and the council has to vote. Same with planning, where we now are in a position where there's initial money that was handed off, however, it wasn't representative of the money or of the cases, the case goals that each council had. I think it was a council. Michael was raising that as well, that idea of the problems will not be in place for these services, and then council are again back to vote. So I think any movement in the future towards any further decommissioning plans to the government has to take into that. Proper resources, and not that it's going to be your carriage being an ATM from each year when you're either raising or decreasing rates. Obviously, the decreasing rates have to be probably enough in the 2 years I've been here, but you know, certainly want to increase them a bit more and bring them further across. So, certainly, have to agree with the comments that Mrs. Day is in general very responsive, and hopefully in the future we may see some more decreasing requires and be possible concern. It's about the idea of the who owns what. Some of the times, some of these easy problems resolved become not tasks because it's who owns what. I know that we obviously have an office that from the three council we can find out who owns which bit of land, but even that tends to be quite complicated because a certain bit of land tends to be in the one's land. So again, a lot of issues that we do have at the present, possibly to all try to apply for ourselves and actually having certain areas on umbrella and the county council. Is it just generally about the financial scrutiny role, or is it maybe because it hasn't been defined? Members in agreement, I can make this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. As the report says, Tess is required to complete an annual monitoring return and will provide the information to the Fair Employment Commission. But it's already called the Commission in Northern Ireland on the Fair Employment Information and its workforce applicants and favours. Within the favours, it's been provided with year-on-year comparison, 2017-2018 annual monitoring return. That's down to 2.2 and 2.3 of really what for the table for this day. I'd like to draw members' attention to section 5.1, where something has gone wrong in the printing where they're uploading to one part of the report, where it just starts with some bullet points. That section was really just to create members that it will council be completing this article 55 of the Charter of the Equality Commission, which is review. Which each employer is required to do every 3 years of the competition.
assistance workforce on all of the employment practices. So that review will be completed on timeline by next March, so that will be available for the call of the commission. Chairman, I'm not very happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lewin.
Yeah, I will
send you also. So, will be any further comments? Mr. Park.
Yeah, I just want to clarify one of the things. Remember, it's all about the compensation from the hire and from the fire and all that. And I think where I want to look at that is on the side of the road. We have a meeting on the road. It's on the road. I'm worried with some of the changes that are here, like although it's on a much smaller trend, I'm worried that this might be that strong.
Chairman, this report on the information, and this is a trend of a turnover, per se, of all, I don't have that information for me, but what I would also say is when you're looking at neighbours throughout the year, that's not just necessarily about the labour turnover in the pure sense, in terms of people choosing to leave the organisation, would be a temporary contact, would be a temporary employee, seasonal workers, etc. So we record all of those, anybody we employ, just to track the terms of work, but labour turnover is not that just part of the financial agenda.
Okay, that's it. And Mr. Rowling, are we have enough to know? The next item is item 10. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of Part 1 Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act on America 2014. The information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council of Open Air Information and the public, may, by resolution, be excluded during the assembly of the business. Either in the committee of the solution, or proposed by the Council of Open Air Information, Council of Open Air
Thank you.